a few men that send their wife and kids to church, but they don't go. And they say they're Christians because, yeah, well, we went down to that Baptist church or non-denominational church or that Church of Christ or whatever they went to. And, yeah, they were baptized 10 or 20 years ago as a kid. And, yeah, I mean, I went to church some, but then after I got out of college or whatever, I had to go to work, and now then I've got married, and I got 3 kids and 4 kids, and I don't have time. I have to be working, but yet on Sunday, instead of working, they're out at the lake in a boat fishing. But I ain't got time to go to church. And then when the man is 40 years old, he gets killed in a boating accident. And then you go to God and say, God, why did this man die? He said, because he said he was my child and he produced no fruit. Now, I told you in John 15:2 that everybody that says they're my child that produces no fruit, I cut you off. In other words, I kill you. That's scary. You know that? That's written in the Word. That, you know, if I believe this book, which I do believe this book. Believe me, I believe this book. I seriously believe this book. Don't you, Bill? All the way. You're like me now. Lance, you believe this book, don't you? All the way. Now, if it said something, you know he means what he says because he's God and he wasn't just talking just to hear himself, was he? No. He wrote this as an example. So he says there, if you see a Christian brother or sister sinning in a way that does not lead to death. In other words, if they don't die real quick after they sin, then you need to pray for them. If they sin a sin unto death, it usually puts them down pretty sick, pretty quick. And, of course, the Lord has told me a few times, especially about men that would get out of church or whatever. In fact, one of those examples I've told many times, but if one of the 56-year-old men that had been an extremely good friend of mine, I knew him well, and he had been married twice before, and I knew both of his first two wives, but the third woman he married, I didn't know her. And I heard that he had brain tumors at 55 or 56. So I went to see him, and he looked like he was 90 years old. He didn't know me, sitting there in a chair, and he didn't know anything. And they'd done surgery on him, cut the top of his head off, and the doctor said, except God intervene for this man, he's going to die. Well, see, what the doctor didn't know, God had already intervened. That's why he was sick. He had been a youth leader, a Sunday school teacher, and he married a woman that didn't believe in going to church, although she said she was a Christian. And so she got him out of church, and 10 years later, he's dead. Now then, after I prayed for him all day and he died, in fact, I prayed for him all day on Monday. I don't think I've ever prayed for anybody longer than I prayed for that man, but I prayed for him. I prayed for some people, 1 minute prayer and seen God do awesome miracles, but that man, I prayed for him all day. And on Thursday, he died after praying for him all day on Monday. Well, on Sunday, I petitioned the Lord for hours. Lord, I got to know what I did wrong. What happened here? Why did this man die instead of getting well? And the Lord, after 3 hours of intensive pursuing the Lord, he spoke to me and said, son, you didn't do anything wrong. The problem was his, and you'll find your answer to his problem in John 15:2. Now, in the King James, Dave, let's run back over to the King James in John 15:2, and let's see what that says. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he takes it away, and every branch that bears fruit, he purges it so that it may bring forth more fruit. Now, whether you're a fruit bearer or not fruit bearer, you're going to get cut, right? He may just cut off an arm or a leg to make you more fruitful, right, Bill?
That's right.
But he's going to make you more fruitful. He's going to do something to drive you deeper into that book so you'll be a greater Christian. He's going to make you fruitful. But if you don't produce any fruit at all, he says he cuts you off. That means he kills you. And that day, I got a great revelation on that verse, this man. And, of course, when I went back to the Lord, I knew it was the woman that got him out of church. I knew that. She told me when I was there that she didn't believe in going to church, and that's why they'd only been to church 5 or 6 times in the last 10 years, because she didn't believe you had to go to church. I told her, I said, woman, it makes no matter what you believe. Your opinions don't count for nothing. It's only God's Word that counts. And so she said, well, I don't believe that. Well, a lot of people don't believe what the Word says, but that's neither here nor there. You're going to be judged according to the Word. And so, of course, when he died 10 years later, after they had only been to church 4, 5, or 6 times in 10 years, when I pursued the Lord and asked him why, and he told me why he cut him off, well, when he did tell me, I said, Lord, it was that woman. You know, she was the one that got him out of church. He said, I didn't put that woman in charge of the home. I put him in charge of the home, and he did not obey me, so I cut him off. That's scary for guys, isn't it? That's scary for guys. But do you know that woman's going to stand in judgment for what she did too? Yeah. She ain't going to get off scot-free. Guarantee she's not going to get off scot-free. So she will be judged, but he judged him first. Now, this man committed a sin unto death. Did I pray for him? Yes. Had I seen hundreds of people healed by this time? Oh, yes. Hundreds and hundreds of people I'd seen healed. And I did everything I knew to do for this guy. But he died. And why? Because he committed a sin unto death. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Where did he go? Is that your question? I don't know that. See, I don't know that about anybody. You know, now, the only way I could answer that question for you and say where he went is if I was God. So, and I'm not. So, but I tell you what, I can assure you of one thing, that if he did go to heaven, and I hope he did, if he did, he will get no rewards. Because the Scripture clearly teaches that if we work all of our life and then quit in the end, we will get no rewards. He tells you and me to occupy till he comes. He didn't tell us nothing about retiring. There's no retirement plan in the kingdom of God. If you still got life and breath in you, he says, I've got you down here on this earth to produce fruit for my kingdom. There are souls out there that need to be saved. Don't worry about making $1 million. You get out there and serve me and do what I tell you, and I'll take care of you financially. Yes, Bill?
What does the scripture mean when it refers to God being a jealous God? What context?
Well, the context I think that he's talking about there is that he is a jealous God over you. He does not want to share you with the enemy. He wants you to love him and him alone. And it's just like this girl sitting by your side. You're a little jealous of her probably after all these years?
Yeah, I am.
You wouldn't want her out there running around with some other guy, would you?
Absolutely.
She wouldn't want you out there running around with some other woman?
That's right.
Y'all are jealous with a good kind of jealousy.
That's right.
You know, I mean, you're not hung up on the jealousy that... I mean, you're not going to let you so hung up on such wild jealousy that you can't trust her to go to the grocery store by herself.
I'm not possessive like that.
There you go. You're not that kind of possessive jealousy. Well, that's the way God is about us. He loves us, but if we do start running around on him, I can assure you there will be a consequence that you don't like. And it might be death, or it might be worse than death. You know, who knows what it can happen, but he is the one. I mean, just like David, you know, when David gave place to God's enemies, when he committed adultery with Bathsheba, it so angered God. I mean, when I read that over there in the Old Testament, I think about he had a house full of wives, at least a dozen by this time. And God told him, he said, son, if all you wanted was another wife, they already had a house full of them. But if all you wanted was another wife, if you'd have come and asked me, I'd have given her to you. Isn't that amazing? But no, you had to do it your own way. And you had to take another man's wife. And you had to break my laws. And so you gave place to my enemies. And so he said, because you did this. And of course, David cried out, God, I repent. He said, okay, I'm going to accept your repentance. But I'm still going to speak a curse over your family. And he said, your wives, all of them, are going to be raped on the housetops and the street corners for everybody to see. Now, had his wives done anything wrong? No. Did they have to pay the price? Yes, they did. And his children, and of course, the little one that was born out of that adultery after he killed Uriah the Hittite, her husband. He said, now, the Lord has struck the child with death. Who struck the Lord? Who struck the child with death? The Lord. That's what the Scripture says. He takes full credit for that. Now then, I think about that one sin that David committed. He went to bed with one woman he was not married with one time, and it caused all of his wives to be raped, all of his wives to be beaten. His children killed each other, and that child lost his life because of David's stupid sin. Hey, obviously when you look at that, God doesn't like adultery. And if he was that way then, he hasn't changed today, has he? So if you have committed adultery and you're still alive, you need to be grateful. Because he's merciful. But there's people in the church that are doing this all the time. And then, of course, when something does happen to them, I think about Sharon, that she's not here tonight, but she works for us now in the ministry. And Sharon was living with a young boy when she was just a teenager. I think she was only there just a little while. Just a little while. But still, that opened the door for her to be in a car wreck, and I forget, in Houston or wherever she lived, and it messed up her back. Now, she got away from that affair, and she walked in obedience to God's word the rest of her life, but that still opened the door to the enemy. She had been to the doctors every week, sometimes multiple times a week, for 27 years and had never been without back pain for 30 years. Now then, she's got brain tumors, she's got an arm won't work, she's got a hip won't work, and she's got allergies, and at 40-something years old, she's a basket case, and when she come to a healing school the first time, she couldn't even drive a car on her own. And she come up for prayer, and she said, "Pastor, I've never heard anything like this in my life about sin causing sickness and disease." But she said, "I want you to know I've been prayed for 100 times by all kinds of preachers and people, and nothing's ever happened." I said, "Well, young lady, number one, what kind of sin were you living in when this happened to you?" She said, "Well, it happened 30 years ago." And she said, "Well, I was living with a boy." I said, "That's sin. You know that, don't you?" She said, "Yes, I do." She said, "I really knew it was sin then, but I didn't think there was a consequence." But there was. Now, just because she's a beautiful young woman, God has no favorites. And so it opened the door to the demonic world. A demon or host of demons came in, and over the years, now in her mid-40s, she's about to die. And so she'd been prayed for by, she said, hundreds of times and with nothing. I told her, I said, "Okay, if you will repent of your sins that you committed, God will forgive you."
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.